Proclamation number 8447 of 24th of March, 1963. Special justification of reassignment to Earth. You need only ever turn to me and I will give you the clarification you require. For I am always willing to emanate light. And light is every truthful clarification which reaches you through the working of the Spirit within you. You should know that I always comply with the will of a self-aware being, even if I foresee that success will not be achieved. Otherwise, no being would be able to embody itself on Earth because there is more negative than positive success. Nevertheless, I give all beings the opportunity to embody themselves as soon as they have only reached the stage of ego consciousness. If they now let this stage pass by unsuccessfully, if they fail the last test of will as a human being on Earth, they will nevertheless not be prevented by me from walking the earthly path, only they will also have to bear the consequences themselves which the wrongly directed will has brought about. Before my crucifixion, people were not yet redeemed, thus they were burdened by the original sin, and thus they could not enter the kingdom of light after their physical death either. For I first had to redeem their great guilt of sin and they had to voluntarily accept my sacrifice, they had to acknowledge me as the Redeemer of the world, who also died for them in order to purchase their release from the adversary. The fact that after my crucifixion I also descended to those souls which languished unredeemed was a gift of grace from my love which wanted to end their state of misery if only they acknowledged me. But I could not appear before them as a radiant God, then they would not have endured my light, and they would also have been forced to believe in my work of salvation in view of my might and glory. Thus I appeared before these souls as the crucified human being Jesus, and every soul which now acknowledged me was allowed to follow me out of its realm into my kingdom of light and beatitude. Yet not all accepted my love. Many were still in the power of my adversary who once again rejected my love and remained his relatives. But I still try to save the soul from hell. For the work of redemption is not interrupted in the beyond either, because everything redeemed is full of love and always wants to help the unredeemed in its love to ascend from the abyss. Love, however, is a power which does not remain ineffective forever. Therefore, time and again the beings of light will succeed in luring the unhappy spiritual being up out of the deepest depth. And time and again sparks of light will radiate into the darkness which those beings will follow and then allow themselves to be guided because the love of the beings of light has an effect as strength. With increasing light they can then also gain the realization of the magnitude of their guilt of sin for not having acknowledged the Redeemer when he descended into hell. And in this realization they can also request their renewed return to Earth. Always in the will to be able to make up for what they have missed, even though they know that they will not be given any recollection in earthly life. But this will then really applies to the attainment of spiritual maturity, it is not just the desire for the earthly material world. And there are such cases, even if only very isolated, those exceptional cases of an embodiment on Earth which have a certain justification, and which are permitted because such souls remember their rejection of the Divine Redeemer and are willing to pay off this great sin on earth, which earns them an unusually difficult earthly lot. But through the free will of man this renewed life on earth can also bring a relapse, but it does not have to bring it. For he will also be granted unusual graces which can result in his complete atonement. For freedom of will must also remain with those souls in order to achieve perfection on earth. You humans cannot measure my infinite mercy and love which wants to help all fallen beings to redemption, but I can only ever tell you that nothing happens which could be regarded as outside my divine order. Yet the souls place themselves outside my order of free will, yet everything will always take place in lawful order on my part, which is why a transfer back to Earth will always have a reason but never take place arbitrarily for the purpose of making up for neglected ascent development. If an excessive guilt is the reason for a request for conviction on Earth, this request will also be granted. But then the being must also be so far enlightened in the kingdom of the beyond that it also recognizes its guilt and only requests the change of life on earth for the sake of it. Don't believe that I consider a soul unkindly which appeals to me for mercy. Yet its free will cannot be taken away from it as long as it is a self-aware being. And this free will can bring about its ascent as well as its deepest fall into darkness again. But one day even these souls will reach their goal, albeit after an infinitely long time. One day they too will return the way to me to join me for eternity. Amen.